you need to know, there's only one. Clear, concise news on the hour. WKCA Moorhead. CBS News Time. It's 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The U.S. and China agree to hold a conference on artificial intelligence during high-level talks in Beijing today.
We'll share our respective views on the risks and safety concerns around advanced AI and how best to manage.
Secretary of State Blinken says he and President Xi Jinping also made progress on military communications and the issue of fentanyl. But differences remain. The Manchester China Institute's Peter Gries.
The funding for Taiwan is something that angers Beijing significantly. The Xi Jinping administration has made reunification with Taiwan central to its promise to the Chinese people of achieving the China dream of prosperity and respect.
A high school athletic director near Baltimore has been arrested for allegedly using new software to manufacture an offensive audio clip. CBS's Michael Toscano.
Baltimore County detectives say Dezon Darien used artificial intelligence to create a recording using samples of the principal's voice.
We need ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag.
That made it sound as if the principal was disparaging black students and Jews.
Caused an uproar when it was posted to Instagram in January. Campus protests are spreading to more schools across the country. Police used chemical irritants on pro-Palestinian demonstrators at Emory University in Atlanta. Students like this one at Northwestern are demanding schools divest in companies with ties to Israel.
The university simply does not tell us where our funds are going, where tuition dollars are going, and that is unacceptable.
The U.S. Army's begun work on a floating pier with the goal of getting food aid into Gaza. Correspondent David Martin at the Pentagon.
U.S. officials say they expect the operation to begin in the first week of May, delivering 90 truckloads of supplies a day and building up to 150 a day.
The Israeli war cabinet expected to resume hostage negotiations with Egypt today. A day after the Supreme Court heard arguments on former President Trump's claims of absolute immunity, he'll be back at court in New York at his criminal hush money trial, where his lawyers will get a chance to question the former National Enquirer publisher. David Peckers testified about a catch-and-kill scheme to buy negative stories about Mr. Trump and bury them. More of the nation's milk supply has turned up positive for flu. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
After the FDA said it found viral fragments of bird flu in commercially sold milk, a federal order mandated that all dairy cows be tested. And the results are extensive, with traces found in 1 in 5 samples of pasteurized milk.
S&P futures up 36. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Quality, advanced, affordable healthcare is the foundation of Primary Plus's 40-year mission. Primary Plus welcomes you and your family to our new Moorhead location on Kentucky 801 for primary care, counseling, and an on-site pharmacy. Our team includes Dr. Betsy Bailey, Shelby Richmond, Christy Kahn, Bethany McClure, and Wesley Wattenberger. Primary Plus always welcomes new patients. To learn more, call 606-548-5550 or visit primaryplus.net.
Hi, this is Kevin Anderson at First National Bank in Moorhead. I just wanted to take this opportunity to invite you to come out and see us. We're a full-service bank that can take care of any of your banking needs, whether it be one of our free checking accounts, a safe deposit box, or financing for a new car or home, or help with a commercial loan. First National Bank is the bank for you. As a lifelong resident of Round County, I'm proud to serve the people of this area. Come out and let me and my staff show you the advantages of First National Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Is Gateway Regional News, winner of the Edward R. Murrow for Best Newscast. Award-winning news coverage starts now.
Good morning. Reporting for Gateway Regional News, I'm Chris Irwin. The attorneys in the Crystal Rogers case have agreed on a proposal to move the trial away from Bardstown to Christian County. According to Kevin Coleman, Joseph Lawson's attorney, the change still must be approved by the judge. A court order confirms that the parties have agreed to the change in venue and states the judge wants to view the proposed facility by the attorneys before making a final decision. If for some reason the proposed venue is not suitable for trial, the judge will provide additional proceedings to find the right venue, according to the order. A man was hurt in a stabbing yesterday afternoon in Danville. Police responded to the skate park at Millennium Park in Danville around 4 o'clock yesterday for reports of a stabbing. 30-year-old Levi Cook was found suffering from a stab wound to the back. Police say witnesses on the scene identified a suspect, 32-year-old Justin Green of Junction City, who was immediately detained by police. Officers determined a fight had broke out between the two men, and Green allegedly took out a knife and stabbed Cook. The knife was found under a front seat of a car near the scene. Cook was transported to a local hospital, then airlifted to UK Hospital. No word on his condition. Green was charged with assault and tampering with physical evidence. The University of Kentucky celebrated the beginning of construction of a brand new UK Cancer and Advanced Ambulatory building yesterday morning. University and state leaders joined together to break ground on the 550,000 square foot project located on South Limestone at the intersection of State Street and University Avenue. The center will combine multiple parts of the UK Markey Cancer Center under one roof, including chemotherapy, radiation, oncology, a pharmacy, as well as space for dining, retail, and meditation. The $781 million project is expected to take 3 years to complete. It comes as Markey saw an increase in patient visits of 57% in the last decade. And a Harrodsburg man won $50,000 after purchasing a ticket for the fourth largest Powerball jackpot in history. The man, who wishes to remain anonymous, told lottery officials he was one number off from winning the $1.3 billion jackpot. After checking his numbers the following morning, the man discovered he had matched four white balls and the Powerball to win the game's third prize of $50,000. After taxes, he walked away with $36,000 and told lottery officials he plans to use some of the money for an upcoming trip and to pay off bills. The agent that sold the ticket, the Kroger on South College Street in Harrodsburg, will get $500 for selling the winning ticket. That's been a look at some of the news. Our report continues after this.
You've been planning to build a pole barn or install a new metal roof, but you want to make sure they're built to last. Mansi Metal is a local company that manufactures quality metal roofing and post-frame buildings right here in Central Kentucky. This means you'll have everything you or your contractor needs to install that metal roof or put up a building designed to last generations. Stop by our Winchester factory or visit us today at mansimetal.com. MANSEA Metal.com.
Need trees or stumps removed from your lawn or property? Call Mike Swartz Construction and Tree Removal for all the heavy work. This Bath County business does professional work on any size project. Mike Swartz Construction and Tree Removal gives free estimates. They're fully insured and state certified. Our motto is, we cut them all, big and small. Call Mike Swartz Construction Tree and Stump Removal, 606-674-3960. Or 210-3049.
In other news, the family of an EMT killed in a crash has filed a lawsuit. April of this year, Chastain McWhorter died when the ambulance he was working in crashed into a box truck in Garrett County. The lawsuit contends that the driver of the box truck was not operating in a safe manner, leading to the death of McWhorter. Police in Central Kentucky are warning residents of a new phone scam. The call states that the victim was selected for jury duty and needs to make restitution for missing said jury duty. The caller ID on these scam calls often show the same number as legitimate law enforcement agencies. The scammers are asking people to pay the fines with gift cards or money orders. Officials say legal fines or fees are never paid in such a manner. If you receive such a call, simply hang up. If you have questions, call the law enforcement agency directly with concerns. And a pet owner says she is heartbroken and looking for answers. Kaylee Lundy dropped her 5-year-old chow off at a Petco in Bowling Green to be groomed, but the animal ended up collapsing and dying. The dog owner says she went to the animal hospital soon after getting the call. The veterinarian says the animal was unresponsive when she was brought into their care and likely suffered a heat stroke. Petco's corporate office say the employee involved in the groom didn't follow protocol and was fired. Petco has offered a settlement, stating that the victim no longer discusses the situation, but she has declined. A GoFundMe page has been started to help fight the company and what they did to her dog. That's been another look at some of the news. Sports and weather when we return.
Rips Farm Center, a family-owned business in Tollsboro, specializes in bag and bulk feed, seed, fertilizer, and chemicals. Their focus is helping your farm succeed. Give them a call at 606-798-FARM. Can't make it to Rips Farm Center to get your feed? On Feed Truck Fridays, you can pick it up across from Pennington Farms Meats and More on Sharkey Road in Moorhead. Call Lee with your order, 606-207-8608, or call Rips Farm Center, 606-798-FARM.
At First Federal, we offer home loans in all shapes and sizes. Whether you're looking to build a new home, purchase a mobile home, complete home improvements, or invest in rental property, we have the loan for you. With our experienced lending team, we can structure the perfect loan for your financial situation. If you're looking for an institution with experienced lenders and flexible terms, come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead or call us at 784-4187. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Time now for a look at sports. Alvin Brooks III has joined the Kentucky men's basketball coaching staff as associate head coach. He spent the last 8 seasons as the top assistant for Baylor, the 2021 national champions. He is a 20-year coaching veteran in the collegiate level. Brooks just completed his 8th season as assistant at Baylor. The Bears went 194-72 during Brooks' tenure, including a 94-46 record in Big 12 action, 12-5 in NCAA tournament games, and 22-15 against a Associated Press top 10 ranked foes. The NFL draft attendees are down for the 3rd straight year. When the draft was held in Kansas City last year, 17 players were in attendance. The year prior, 22 prospects were present to hear their name called. This year, only 13 chose to celebrate their big night in the Motor City, representing a decline in draft attendees for the 3rd straight year. And the Cincinnati Reds wrapped up their stand with the Philadelphia Phillies, losing by a score of 5-0. The Reds will start a series with the Rangers. First pitch at 8:05 tonight. You can hear the action on 96.3 FM WIVY. In high school baseball yesterday, Bourbon County over Montgomery County in a shutout, 6-0. It was Powell over Estill, 8-6. Paris over Berea in a shutout, 11-0 in 5. And West Carter over Morgan County in a shutout, 10-0 in 5. That was in high school baseball. In high school softball from yesterday, East Carter over Morgan County, 15-0 in 3. East Jessamine beats Bourbon County, 19-4. Elliott, a winner over Prestonsburg in a doubleheader, both games in 5 innings, winning 1, 5-3, the other 7-4. Fleming beats Menifee County in a shutout, 20-0 in 5 innings. Lewis County over West Carter, 15-0 in 4. Montgomery County over George Rogers Clark, 15-2 in 6 innings. Nicholas County over Paris, 10-3. And Round County, a winner over Bath County, 12-4. Turning now to a look at the WLEX weather forecast. Here is Chief Meteorologist Bill Mack.
Here's your LAX 18 Storm Tracker forecast. We are looking at the warm-up beginning today. Sunshine early, increasing clouds this afternoon. Late day shower and thundershower chances were in the low 70s. Showers end tonight. The clouds linger, low and mid-50s. Becoming partly sunny on Saturday, we're in the upper 70s and low 80s Sunday.
Thank you, Bill. Our report continues after this.
Dust off the grill for all the great grilly specials all this week at Allen's IGA in Moorhead. USDA pork baby back ribs are just $2.99 a pound. The large 18-ounce bottle of Our Family Sweet and Tangy Barbecue Sauce, just $1.89. And the 5-pound bag of Idaho russet potatoes, only $2. That's right, 5 pounds of russets, just $2. The friendliest service, the highest quality, and always the best prices for your grocery shopping experience at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. IGA.
Same quality care, 2 convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Time now for a look at Gateway Area death notices. Robert Bobby Carroll, 68, of Olivelle, passed away last Sunday at his home. He was an electrician and technician for over 35 years, member of the Apostolic Tabernacle in Elliottville. Survived by his wife of 52 years, Bonnie Carroll, daughters Loretta Carroll and Stacy Campbell, granddaughter Alyssa Stewart, several great-grandchildren, three sisters, and an aunt. Funeral services, 11 a.m. this morning at the Duval and Moore Funeral Home in Olive Hill. Burial to follow in the Junior OUAM Cemetery, the Duval and Moore Funeral Home in Olive Hill. Caring for arrangements for Robert Bobby Carroll. Ethel Dolly Fugit Foreman, 86, of Moorhead, the widow of Douglas Foreman, passed away Tuesday at her residence after an extended illness. Survived by her son, Dougie Foreman, grandson, Sean Foreman, sister, Alita Butcher, along with other family and friends. Services 11 a.m. tomorrow morning at the Northcutt and Son Home for funerals. Burial to follow in the Forest Lawn Memorial Gardens. Visitation 6 to 8 p.m. this evening at the funeral home. The Northcutt and Son Home for funerals caring for arrangements for Ethel Dolly Fugit Foreman. Christopher Chucky Langford, 52, of Owingsville, passed away April 9th at UK Hospital in Lexington. He was a Harlan County native, employee of Mountain View Estates, and member of the Moores Ferry Church of Christ. Survived by two sisters, a niece, two nephews, several cousins and friends. A memorial service, 3 o'clock tomorrow at the Moores Ferry Church of Christ in Salt Lake. Visitation 1 p.m. till time of service. The Henson and Rich Funeral Home caring for arrangements for Christopher Chucky Langford. And John Mays, 46, of Owingsville, passed away Wednesday. Survivors include his mother, Brenda Mays, fiancé, Whitney Strange, son, Mason Mays, and sister, Jessica Bowling. Services 11 a.m. Monday in the chapel of the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Owingsville. Burial to follow in the Owingsville Cemetery. Visitation 5 to 9 p.m. Sunday at the funeral home. The Michael R. Gray Funeral Home in Owingsville, caring for arrangements for John Mays. That's been a look at Gateway Area death notices. A final look at news is next.
A.W. Graham Lumber.
When you need hardware, man, see A.W. Graham, man. We've got what you need, man. If you can't find it, we can. You'll find it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man. We got lumber, fence posts, cabinets, vinyl siding, windows, doors, hardwood floors, generators, fence boards, guardrails, roofing, all the lumber you need to do things. We got it all right here, man. A.W. Graham, man.
Building a new facility? Is your growing business outgrowing your current storage situation? Graham Lumber in Flemingsburg offers delivery of new and used 20, 40, and 45-foot steel cargo containers. They're wind and watertight with locking doors for safety. Buy, rent, or rent-to-own from Graham Lumber. Stop by and pick out your container today. Graham Lumber, located at the junction of Highway 57 and Maddox Pike in Flemingsburg, and always on the web at grahamlumber.com.
A.W. Graham, man.
Offering great vehicles at great prices, I'm Chris Davis at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
The Goddard Covered Bridge in Fleming County is temporarily closed for traffic due to repairs. Motorists needing to access Goddard Bridge Road from Kentucky 32 should reroute using the nearby Goddard Road until further notice. The annual tree seedling giveaway will be held today, sponsored by the Montgomery County Conservation District at 504 Willen Way in Mount Sterling. Persimmon, Eastern Redbud, Pin Oak, and White Pine are available. The event will run 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. First come, first serve basis and limits on number of trees per household. A Main Street cleanup will take place tomorrow, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, starting at Main Street Park. An Earth Day celebration will take place at the Gateway Regional Arts Center, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the Morehead State University Gala will be held this Saturday at the Adrian Doran University Center. This is a fundraising event for the MSU Foundation. Tickets and more information available by searching the MSU Gala online or on Facebook. And that's been a look at some of the news this 26th day of April 2024. I'm Chris Irwin.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
When it comes to heating and cooling your home or business, there are two key ingredients, the people that install the equipment and the equipment itself. When you go through Shaw's Heating and Cooling and install Comfort Maker equipment sold by Cork and Steel, you'll have that winning team. Jim and Nick Shaw and their crews have the experience to do the job right. Comfort Maker equipment from Cork and Steel will give you efficient, long-lasting service. Call Shaw's in the Mount Sterling Industrial Park. They'll help you stay cool in the summer and warm in the winter.
Bath Hometown Pharmacy, Miller Plaza, Owensville, is a proud supporter of all things Bath County. Bath Hometown Pharmacy is a full-time pharmacy offering over-the-counter medications as well as filling your prescriptions. They offer free in-town delivery in Owensville. Don't want to come into the lobby? Just call 674-2423 and they'll come to your car. Bath Hometown Pharmacy, located in the Miller Plaza, Owensville, call 674-2423. Bath Hometown Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy.
What makes Whitaker Bank uniquely Kentucky? With the wide range of products and services, we are here to provide you friendly, expert service for all your banking needs. This is Leticia Morales, the branch manager at the Northside Branch location in Morehead. As part of your community, we are committed to build solid, long-term relationships. Stop by or give us a call and let us show you what uniquely Kentucky means. Whitaker Bank, uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
There's always a large selection of late model cars, trucks, and SUVs, and so much more at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. Come see Brian, Everett, or Jesse today and save some money on your next vehicle. There's buy here, pay here options, and financing is available. Like they say, they tote the note and everybody rides at Doug Dawson Motor Sales in Mount Sterling. 601 Winchester Road across from CVS, just off the Mount Sterling Bypass. Open daily at 9 a.m. and closed on Sunday. Doug Dawson Motor Sales, 859-498-1300.
WKCA.
You placed gold on my finger. You brought love like I've never known. You gave life to our children and to me, a reason to go on. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from troubled winds. You're my in life's ocean, but most of all, you're my best friend. When I need hope and inspiration, you're always strong when I'm tired and weak. I could search this whole world over, you'd still be everything that I need. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from trouble. My anchor
should, but most of all, you're my best friend. You're my bread when I'm hungry. You're my shelter from trouble winds. You're my anchor in life's ocean, but most of all.
With your Ag Edge weather, here's Joshua Clausen.
Scattered shower and storm chances exist today and tonight across the Commonwealth, with areas in western portions of the state expecting slight chances again on Saturday. Highs today will be in the low 80s, lows dropping down to the 50s and 60s tonight.
Your Ag Edge weather will return in a moment.
Does your pole barn need a makeover? Look no further than FBI Buildings. From now until June 1st, you can upgrade your pole barn roof at a discounted price. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Call 800-552-2981 to secure your spot in FBI's Spring Re-Roof Special. Discount pricing ends June 1st, so call now. 800-552-2981. That's 800-552-2981.
Did you know that our Kentucky state parks attract nearly 6.7 million visitors annually? The park system has 44 state parks, including 17 resort parks, 19 recreational parks, 8 historic sites, 1 rail trail, 1 state scenic trail, 13 amazing golf courses, 34 pools and beaches, 15 marinas, and 30 campgrounds. When's the last time you visited one of Kentucky state parks? Or maybe you never have. This year, Kentucky state parks is celebrating its 100th anniversary, marking a century of providing natural beauty, outdoor recreation, and hospitality to visitors near and far.
Your Ag Edge weather continues with Joshua Clausen.
Most of the state will see plenty of sunshine this weekend, with breezy conditions from the south expected. That will drive temperatures back into the low to mid 80s, while lows stay in the 50s and 60s. Most of western Kentucky remains in the abnormally dry category on the drought map, while McCracken, Ballard, and Carlisle counties have entered the moderate drought stage. I'm Joshua Clausen with your Ag Edge weather.
Shop smart and buy more for less at 3.5 Sisters Consignments in Moorhead. Come check out all the spring and summer tops, dresses, shorts, capris, swimwear, and shoes. Not to mention all the men's and children's clothes, plus household items and decor. There's also a big clearance rack for only $5 each. They have a great selection of sprays and lotions by Bath & Body Works, Victoria's Secret, plus men's Bath & Body Works, too. That's 3.5 Sisters Consignments, 236 West 1st Street in Moorhead, open 10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 Saturday.
With very few moving parts, low maintenance, and a heavy-built frame, the Tar River drum mower is a great economic alternative to the disc and sickle bar mowers, while still giving a good cut. The BDR Series drum mower offers reliable mowing in all conditions, easily cutting through tall and thick grasses. Available in two popular sizes, Tar River Implements has a perfect fit for your small hay operation. More details are available at Young Farm Machinery, 7341 Moorhead Road in Flemingsburg, and at yfmonline.com.
Have questions about Medicare Advantage, Medicare Part D, or Medicare supplements? Want information to help save on your prescription drug costs? Then call Scott Lovelace at 859-227-2988. Located in Frenchburg, Scott has over 20 years of experience. If you have Medicare questions, call Scott at 859-227-2988. We don't offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 5 organizations and offer 53 products. Contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program for more information.
97.7, the best country of today and yesterday.
What a difference you've made in my life. What a difference you've made in my life. You're my sunshine day and night. Oh, what a difference you've made in my life. What a change you have made in my heart. What a made in my heart. You replaced all the broken parts. Oh, what a change you have made in my heart. Love to me was just a